Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There is nothing you can do to stop me from coming at after round with the most malicious techniques I know. You will lose this fight, Daniel Cormier. I want you to believe it. Every ounce of training you put in leading up to this fight will be a waste of your life.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind, meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief. So I took myself from being very average-minded to actually believing that I was the shit and believing that I could be the shit and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest.
But I just feel it in my whole being that I'm the best fighter on the planet. And now my job is just to prove it.
Can't allow my past to hold weight over me. You gotta forgive yourself for mishaps in life, and you gotta move forward. You can't hold yourself in prisons, and you can't allow anybody else to hold yourself in prisons. If people are talking about things I did 5 years ago, that means I'm doing something right.
Right. Was that always the case, or was that just a part of your maturation process where you started to say, I need to start letting go of the past?
Yeah, it wasn't always the case. You know, it's taken a while for me to be able to be comfortable with some of the mistakes I've made and things like that. But I'm grateful that I am at a place where I'm comfortable with who I am, comfortable in my own skin. And, you know, there's no good without the bad, you know, so I'm grateful.
That has helped me get to the point that I am now, and something that you can take with you is study. You know, athletics is not just a physical thing. You know, I try to study my competition. I try to study nutrition. I try to study other great athletes, guys who've done great things in the past, and try to model, you know, myself after them. So I'm big on the mental game when it comes to being an athlete, sports psychology and things like that. So really focusing on the mind, not only the body, is important.
What do you think the sport's going to be, you know, when UFC 200 rolls around? And where do you think you're going to be 9 years from now, 10 years from now?
I'm hoping to be a champion.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be a champion. I'm believing that I'll be a champion. And I would love to grab the belt, hang on to it, and, you know, be the next GSP or be the next Silva, and, you know, keep the fans excited. The UFC is growing, and it's just a tremendous thing to be a part of. It's changed my life, and I embrace what it is to the fullest. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. I have a lot of pride in it.
I started thinking about it the day that I decided that I was going to go up to heavyweight. You know, my goal for 3 years now is to become the heavyweight champion of the world. It's what I pray about, it's what I sleep on, it's what I dream about. It is who I am, and I will get it done. I went from a very average thinking person, like just average 19-year-old,
yeah,
to get in. I don't like reading, so I literally got on all these TED Talks and on YouTube, and I just started YouTubing videos about self-belief and what does it mean to be confident, and what does it mean to be a winner, and how do you become a winner?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I would watch hours and hours of Tony Robbins and Les Brown and TED Talks. And I like taught myself how to believe in myself and how to think that I was greater than just this kid that was a dropout who, you know, never really had great grades, never really was the starter, never was the captain of a team. I was just always kind of this average person. And overnight, I taught myself that I could be great and change myself forever. And I'm forever grateful. I'm never going back.
I would say throughout my martial arts career,
the biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind and just how important it is to look at yourself at a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it, and the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
You've been saying something that I find to be very interesting, that the butterflies in your stomach are in formation. Right. I've never heard that before. I think it makes a lot of sense. Right. What do you mean by that? Elaborate.
What I mean by it? Okay, so the butterflies in formation, basically it means when you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. And either you can, you're most powerful. So a lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. You know, there's another quote that says, a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it, and you blow it right at your opponent, like Dragon Ball Z style.
I have a good way of detaching something inside of me and seeing what's happening. And okay, oh no, it's not over. All you gotta do is just do this, do that, do that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily meditating these days, but I do have the capability of taking away who I actually am at this point and realizing that this is just a situation. This isn't my final destination. This is just a small moment in time that I'm going through right now. You get what I'm saying?
Right. I get what you're saying.
So that's my form of meditation. I step away from terrible situations and look at myself as if it's the future, and I'm looking back on what's happened to me or what's happening, and I say, okay, how can I get myself out of this? How can I make this better? What do I need to do to turn this around? What do I, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead
no, I do
of being completely immersed in the moment and thinking that, oh, I can't get out of it.
Do you have moments where you're like, man, how did this happen? Like, how have I been able to stay on top for this long? Do you have moments where you talk to yourself like that?
You know, I do. And I always just point it back to God, man. Honestly, man, it's God's grace. And I know everyone's not a believer, and a lot of people think, I wish you just wouldn't talk about God. But it really is God's grace. It really is, man. He has sustained me through so much, through the death of my mother, through facing a 4-year suspension, just my dumb mistakes. He's probably protected me in ways that I don't even know he has. But really, I just pointed to God's grace, man. You know, I wear this tattoo on my chest, Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I genuinely believe that I can do anything. And I'm not surprised that I'm still here. And I believe that I could possibly be here a decade from now.
Mm. It's amazing for a guy who I believe was a janitor, right? And you got into this because you needed to get some money for diapers, right?
Yeah, I was a bouncer, actually, making $50 a night. And I was applying to be a janitor because I would have benefits.
Wow.
And right when I was waiting to get the call back, someone wrote me on Twitter, a guy named Gary, a kid that I never met. And he said, hey, my cousin owns an MMA gym in Cortland, New York, which is about 45 minutes away. I didn't have a car. And I was driving my fiance's car to commute over to these practices that I got on a Saturday night. And I was heading to my first practice that next Monday. The kid changed my life forever. He just planted a seed in my wow. MySpace.
Undisputed UFC!
Let yourself down. It's never over. As long as you never quit, it's never over.
A lot of people were surprised when they found out that you've been signing your name as Champ 2011. How did that come about?
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you. And me signing my signature with Champion 2011 on it, it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more. You know.